Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that for one reason or other didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, Ghosts in Time, we looked at the strange occurrences that took place in the 1920s at Borley Rectory in Essex, England. What intrigues me most about the story is the slight air of credibility it carries due to the reputable character of the witnesses and the anodyne nature of the supposed hauntings. But for others, a ghost story is nothing without something a little more sinister buried somewhere within. I was reminded of one such story after receiving a tweet from Graham Murray, a listener of the show. Graham compared the phrase Borley Rectory with the equally evocative Grimpen Mire. For those that don't know, Grimpen Mire is the fictional haunt of the hellish hound featured in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's masterful Sherlock Holmes story, The Hound of the Baskervilles. The Mire is actually based on the eerily beautiful Fox Tor Mire, which is found on Dartmoor in the southwest of England. For a relatively small pocket of wilderness, there can be fair fewer places in the UK so synonymous with a gloomy moonlit night as Dartmoor. Home to some of the country's blackest and most treacherous of bogs, with some believed as deep as 20 feet, it is rumoured to have snared even the most seasoned of travellers. It is also the location of the infamous Dartmoor prison, whose looming grey granite walls were said to make even its governor shudder at the mere sight of them. And like all such places, particularly on the days when the fog rolls in just that little bit thicker, it's easy to see this intensely evocative landscape for the cauldron of myth and folklore that it has become. It is a place also of rich ancestral history, having been home to settlers as far back as the late Neolithic period, their bodies now long since buried deep beneath the peaty wilderness. Just a few miles to the northwest of Fox Tor, is a stretch of road that strikes a line right through the heart of the moors. Known rather prosaically as the B3212, it is nonetheless the location for one of Dartmoor's most intriguing mysteries. On March 24, 1921, a certain Dr. Ernest Helby of the Dartmoor Prison Medical Team had been instructed to travel to the local village of Postbridge. It had fallen to Dr. Helby to attend the inquest of a man named French, who not long before had been killed after being thrown from his horse and trap whilst riding through the village. Dr. Helby planned to make the trip on his motorbike, accompanied by his wife Maud and the two young daughters of the prison's deputy governor, who had begged to come along. With the girls safely positioned in the sidecar, Dr. Helby and his passengers set out on their journey to Postbridge. A short time later, the Atkin family, who had been holidaying nearby at a place called Cherry Brook Farm, were driving along the B3212 when they spotted a distressed-looking woman up ahead. It was none other than Mrs. Helby. Mr. Atkin, who was also a doctor, hurriedly pulled up the car and rushed to her aid. Down below in a ditch lay the crumbled mess of Dr. Helby's motorbike. The two young girls had been safely thrown from the vehicle, but the 51-year-old Dr. Helby had not been so lucky. Dr. Atkin confirmed his death, but when he asked Maud what had happened, her reply deeply shocked him. He was shouting about someone's hairy hands, she said, and how they were forcing him off the road. Despite a short notice in the Times newspaper, the event passed with little attention. That was until something extraordinary occurred months later on the exact same stretch of road. On one grey and foggy August Friday, a young army officer who had been staying at Penley Farm in Postbridge offered to run some errands in nearby Princetown. Setting off on his motorbike, he had barely made it out of the village when he was astonished to see two hands on his handlebars that did not belong to him. The hands began to fight with him for control of the vehicle. As the officer approached the border of a nearby forest, the struggle became too much, and he too was forced off the road headfirst into a ditch. Fortunately, on this occasion, the young officer escaped with only minor cuts and bruises. The story was picked up by the Daily Mail, who ran an article later in the year detailing the strange events along with the account of another victim of the ghostly hands. The man had been driving an open-topped motor coach in the exact same spot as the others when he saw the hairy hands pull the wheel violently toward the edge of the road. Thankfully, on this occasion, again, nobody was hurt. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Fast becoming an accident hotspot, the local council made a thorough assessment of the area, deciding that a treacherous camber had been responsible for the accidents. After a number of repairs were made, the problem appeared to have been resolved. That was until 1961, when another car was found overturned at exactly the same spot. With the driver having been sadly killed, we will never know exactly what sent the car careering off the road. Then, in 1978, a doctor from nearby Somerset was driving through Dartmoor on the B3212 when, in his own words, "the atmosphere in the car suddenly became deathly cold, and I had a feeling almost like paralysis. I stopped the car and found I was trembling all over. I drove on, but after about 200 yards, it came back worse than ever. I was aware of a great force, something quite out of my control. The steering wheel was wrenched out of my hands, sending the car skidding across the road. The next second, I was hanging upside down from my seatbelt." It would seem this was the last incident linked to the strange case of the hairy hands, with some believing the curse to have simply vanished from the area. But what of the owner of those mystery hands? In 1805, as British involvement in the Napoleonic Wars began to escalate, so too did the number of prisoners captured by the British Navy. With the current facilities in appalling condition and straining to cope with the numbers, a prisoner of war depot was commissioned. A suitably isolated destination was chosen, and in 1806 work began in earnest. 3 years later, the facility was finally opened. Its name, Her Majesty's Prison, Dartmoor. By 1812, the prison housed as many as 6,000 inmates, most of whom were either French prisoners of war, or, perhaps surprisingly for many on this side of the Atlantic, American sailors, the consequence of the lesser-known War of 1812. Angered by the drafting of 10,000 Americans into the Royal Navy, as well as the continued attempt of the British government to maintain a foothold in North America, the United States took advantage of the distraction of war in Europe to declare war on Great Britain. Over the course of the war, as many as 20,000 American seamen were captured by the British Navy and imprisoned throughout the world. In 1815, an end was brought to hostilities with the signing of the Treaty of Ghent, but for the prisoners of Dartmoor, it hadn't come soon enough. On the 6th of April, 1815, prison commandant Captain T.G. Shortland discovered a tunnel leading from the prison quarters to the barrack yard near the gun racks. With many prisoners gathered in the yard at the time and fearing an imminent insurrection, Captain Shortland ordered the prison bell to be sounded and the prisoners to return to their quarters. However, the bell had only succeeded in bringing more prisoners into the yard, and the crowd grew restless. The guards were ordered to fire a warning shot to disperse the crowd, which served only to send the prisoners into a terrified frenzy. As the men grew increasingly agitated, the guards began to fire indiscriminately, even shooting the prisoners as they scrambled to the safety of their cells. Once the smoke had cleared, 7 men lay dead, including one prisoner named Thomas Jackson, who was only 14 years old. A later account of the events maintains that at least one American sailor used the chaos to mount a successful escape from the prison. The prisoner made it as far as Carter's Road, where he attempted to commandeer a horse and carriage, only to be crushed to death beneath the wheels in the process. Carter's Road is today more commonly known as the B3212. Could this unfortunate prisoner hold the key to the mystery of the Hairy Hands? For any motorists brave enough to take that infamous road through the heart of the moors, I offer only this. Please drive safely, and whatever you do, be sure to wear a seatbelt. And if, God forbid, you ever find yourself venturing out on foot, as the daylight starts to dim and the fog drifts slowly in, think on the words of poet Edward William Lewis Davis. The hunter homeward speeds in haste, before fogs overtake him on the waste. And if to Foxtorre Myres he roam, he'll bid a long adieu to home. A dreary shroud is over his head, a yawning swamp around him spread. Spellbound and lost he ventures on, one fatal step and all is done. Hopeless he struggles, vain his throes, deeper and deeper down he goes. The raven claps her ebony wing, his dirge the howling winds may sing. And mists will spread the last sad pall over that dark grave unknown to all. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. Feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.